iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the very best auto retailers from across Southern California. When it's time for you to buy or even just kick the tires on the idea of buying, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers. iDriveSoCal.com, click on dealers, and get connected. Now, on with the podcast.
It's the 25th anniversary of the Rodeo Drive Concours d'Elegance. This event is the largest event in Beverly Hills, and it's always held on Father's Day. It's the silver anniversary, and in celebration of this event, they had an entire block of silver vehicles.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. Tom Smith here with our good buddy, pal, chum, amigo, compadre, the professor, Mr. Clinton Kwan. Say hello, Clinton.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, hey, hey. And today's topic, the Rodeo Drive Concours d'Elegance, 25th anniversary, right down there in Beverly Hills. And the professor and his associate attended the event, and I just scrolled through the pictures. Beautiful cars. We'll talk about my favorite for sure, which we're going to highlight. What's the big picture of the event?
Well, this year was a very special year. It's the 25th anniversary of the Rodeo Drive Concours d'Elegance. So it's the silver anniversary, and in celebration of this event, they had an entire block of silver vehicles, approximately 40 silver vehicles on display.
And now this being a Concours, it's the whole judged thing, right?
Yes.
So they have different categories.
Yes, there were a number of vehicles that won awards.
Okay. Now, the way Concours work is they can choose the categories that they want to have, right? Whoever's holding the Concours d'Elegance,
yes,
can choose the categories.
There's a number of different classes of vehicles, and then there's always specialty awards following all the vehicles that have won in their respective categories.
Okay, so the pictures that you just showed me looked like mostly older model vehicles. Was that the case, or was that just what you decided to take a lot of pictures of? Was there anything that was on the newer side
Well, for the vehicles which are eligible for awards.
Okay.
It was for the awards for that concourse. Yes.
Got it.
But there are newer vehicles on display that a number of either dealerships or the manufacturers which they bring out.
Okay,
and were able to view the vehicles as well.
Was there a category for those in this show?
No, generally for any show there wouldn't be a category for new vehicles.
Okay, so I'm still learning the Concours thing. So basically, a Concours d'Elegance, it happens on a Sunday. It's judged.
Yeah,
and there's different categories,
yes,
per each Concours. They'll decide what categories, but then other cars of certain level can also participate in the show.
Correct.
Okay.
They can participate as a displayed vehicle, but not necessarily
be judged and win an award and whatnot.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. So, and I teased you when we talked about this last time that it's the 25th anniversary, so they called it the silver anniversary. And I joked, oh, there can't be any gray cars. They have to be silver. But the situation was that they had an area of silver/gray cars in honor of the 25th anniversary.
Correct. They had an entire block of silver vehicles, about 40 vehicles on display.
Okay. And this is a big turnout because it's these high level shows. It's in Beverly Hills, but then also it's free, right? There's no charge.
Yes, this is a free event. And I learned quite some time ago that if a car show is held on a public street, the organizers of the event cannot charge any money for the event.
Oh, okay.
So there can only be a charge if it's held on private property.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I would imagine that's a municipality by municipality thing, but we won't get into that right now.
And this event is the largest event in Beverly Hills, and it's always held on Father's Day.
All right, and it's 25th anniversary, so it's been going on for quite some time. How many of these have you hit?
I believe I've attended every event since probably 1999.
Okay, you've been to a couple. And saw some pictures. You ran into one of the automotive reporters for a local television station.
Yes, I ran into ABC7 automotive specialist Dave Koontz, who I see at many automotive events throughout Southern California.
And you texted me a picture of you and Dave.
Yes.
And I didn't know who you were. I'm sheltered in my media consumption. But boy, is Dave a tall guy, huh?
He's very tall. Yeah.
I mean, holy cow. standing next to you, he was a very tall guy. But let's talk a little bit about the cars. Your favorite one there was what again?
My favorite car, well, I've got quite a few favorite cars, but one of them was definitely the 1965 Lamborghini 350 GT, which won a special award, Rodeo Drive Award for Most Fashionable.
Okay.
And it is just a gorgeous Lamborghini. When you think of Lamborghini, you think of a sports car, but this looks more like, I would say, an Aston Martin.
Which is still a sports car, but when you think of a Lamborghini, you think of
something very aggressive and
muscular.
Yeah,
the slopey kind of real angular, and this isn't that.
Yeah.
And it actually has wire wheels, and it has more of that classic kind of English sports car rather than Italian, right?
Yes, you could say that. It looks more like a grand touring luxury coupe.
Right. And we'll
very
have
elegant,
that.
Very sophisticated.
We'll have that along with some other pictures posted on iDriveSoCal.com. Check out the pictures at iDriveSoCal.com. If, in fact, you're not on iDriveSoCal.com as you're listening to this and scrolling through the pictures, which is what you should be doing, because we've set up this kind of new experience for you to enjoy listening to the podcast, but then also being able to scroll through the images when we go to these automotive events, and there's lots of eye candy to look at. You can listen to the podcast while scrolling through and checking out the pictures of the cars. So hope you enjoy that. Would love to hear from you if you have any thoughts or comments on that. On that note,
and my other
Clinton's going to jump in.
My other favorite car, and there were actually two of them, and it's one of my favorite classic cars of all time, and my favorite classic Ferrari is the Ferrari 250 GT Lusso, and there were two of those, and one of them had this beautiful red interior, another gorgeous looking Ferrari.
Is that the one that the associate professor was sitting in?
No, he got to sit in a brand new car. It was a Mercedes AMG GT.
Oh, wow. Okay, I really spun through those pictures quick. I thought he was sitting in something old, not new.
No, that was a brand new car.
So back to what I was saying about iDriveSoCal.com and checking out the pictures there. I'm going to make an executive decision here and put the picture of the car that I like most in front and center on the website on iDriveSoCal.com on this particular post. And what is that car again? It looks really, really cool. It looks like, you know, the first Avenger, the Captain America movie, where I think it was the Red Skeleton's whatever guy drove. He had this old 30s, 40s looking souped up thing. But anyway, that's what it reminded me of.
I'm trying to remember exactly what that vehicle looked like.
Okay.
It doesn't ring a bell right now.
Anyway, what is that car?
That is a 1938 Hispano Suiza. Yeah. And that was one of the cars that was prominently displayed at the major intersection where they had the judging.
Okay. Right. The Rodeo Drive, like cobblestone area, I'm assuming.
No. You're thinking of Two Rodeo. I'm talking about where they set up a stage for the award ceremony.
Okay, different spot. I assumed that's where it was going to be. But at any rate, so that car, it looks, I love it because it looks old, it looks new, it looks space-aged. The crazy thing is, not only it being a 1938, so that car is, I mean, hey, we're 20 years away from that car. It's 80 years old.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. We're 20 years away from that car being 100 years old.
Yep.
And you look at that and you think 100 years ago, you think, wow, how far ahead of its time. But also that was a production car that was coming off assembly lines. Now I doubt they made a ton of them.
Oh, I'm sure it was,
but
very, very limited.
Nevertheless, that is an impressive feat for that long ago.
Yeah.
And that manufacturer is no longer, right?
Yeah, no longer. I don't know when they went out, but yeah.
Okay.
that it was definitely
is that a Spanish vehicle?
A high-end luxury vehicle. I believe it was.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, Spain not known for their exports of automotive.
Yeah. This is a company that very, very few people know about unless you're really into cars.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what else about the 25th anniversary Rodeo Drive Concours d'Elegance?
Well, there were also a number of new vehicles on display for the public to enjoy from manufacturers, including Lexus, which had the all-new 2019 Lexus ES350, their midsize sedan. They also had the all-new Lexus LS, their full-size flagship sedan.
Okay.
There was the all-new Lamborghini, hopefully I'm pronouncing it correctly, the Urus, which is their sport utility vehicle.
I almost want to say it's pronounced Urus just because I think I saw a documentary on it, but I could be wrong. I'm not sure. But that gear shift that you have a picture of, we're going to put that on too.
Yes.
That gear shift is crazy looking.
Yes.
I mean, that thing looks like, I mean, speaking of space age, that thing looks like it's coming out of a, geez, I don't know. I saw the Solo Star Wars movie. It looks like something that not in a vehicle with wheels, but in a vehicle that flies of some sort.
Yes.
I mean, that is just a crazy multifunctional looking.
I think that's a good description.
Contraption.
I've never seen a gear shifter like that in an automobile.
And I saw the picture of the gear shift. I think I saw the inside, the interior picture. Were you sitting in that one?
Yes.
Okay.
There was only one, and I got to sit.
Did you get a picture of the outside of that?
It was really hard because
so many people around it?
Surrounded by people.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you'll get to see a picture of the gear shift and the professor sitting in the vehicle, but we don't have any pictures of the outside. Perfect. Okay. Anything else? Or does that wrap up this one?
Just the weather was... I thought it was great.
Weather was perfect. Huge turnout.
Yeah, huge
and
turnout.
Speaking of 25th anniversary, didn't you say there's usually about 25,000 people-ish that come to this one, or is there considerably more?
Maybe even more. I think maybe 30,000, 30 to 40,000.
Okay.
Yeah, and it probably gets bigger.
Well, while I didn't go, I know that our website was blowing up with people pursuing that event, details on that event. They were coming to our website for that, so I know it was big for sure.
Yes.
All right. Professor, thank you as always. Much appreciate that analysis of the 25th anniversary Rodeo Drive Concours d'Elegance. We'll look forward to your analysis of the 26th next year.
Looking forward to it as well, as always.
As always. For iDrive SoCal, I am Tom Smith. Thank you for listening. Hey there. Still wanting more iDrive SoCal content? Just go to iDriveSoCal.com. From there, you can subscribe to our podcast and newsletter. And you can connect with one of our awesome car dealer partners to get yourself a sweet new high-tech wonder on wheels. And oh yeah, we always want to hear from you. So please connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. Or if you're not a big social media-ite, you can email us suggestions for stories, people, places, or events you think we should cover. Here's the address, media@idrivesocal.com. That's media, M-E-D-I-A, at, the letter I, drive, D-R-I-V-E, SoCal, S-O-C-A-L.com. media@idrivesocal.com. Thanks again for listening, and definitely reach out with whatever's on your mind.